I have an eye for the suspicious. I can see things that stand out even when they try to blend into the background. And I could tell there was something very wrong with this picturesque field of grass and hills. Or rather, its emptiness. I counted 8 teams of 6 at the start of the test. Sunshine and Hazel's team are the only ones we've encountered so far, after several days of travel. There are a limited number of pathways up, less than the others realize. On some nights, as my team slept, I would tell my watch partner to rest while I handled the lookout. And instead, I would scout the paths we ignored. And they all seemed to lead to this field. We all began the test at the same time. We should have encountered more fairies by now. This morning, I told Lex and Rondell I was going to search the west end of the field, and that I would be back soon. Lex was sketching the morning light on the field in pencil, and Rondell was switching between different variations of push-ups.
Sure, mate. Come back alive and all that.
Bring me back something nice!
I was envious of the way they lived their lives without suspicion. Perhaps they never needed to. The term for what I am is a luxomancer. I manipulate light energy. By concentrating it into a physical form, I can create my blades, and that's how I fight. But I can also use my power for movement. With immense precision, I can convert my own body into light energy. With it, I can cross rooms in the blink of an eye. But it's dangerous. Any more than a fraction of a millisecond, and my body itself could lose its solid composition and completely disintegrate, erasing my body and mind from this existence. Overuse increases that risk. As does losing my nerve, but it's a good start to a full sprint across this field. I felt the very atoms in my skin rush through space. As familiar as the feeling was, it was always terrifying. As my body stabilized, I used the momentum to carry myself into a run. Every few minutes of running, when I felt calm enough to handle my own power, I would burst forwards in a blur of light again,